ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. भगवान्स् प्रेजेन्स् इट्सेल्फ् इस् अ ब्लेस्सिङ्ग്. Existence is a blessing. And because of that blessing in the form of existence, even the inert matter has life and becomes functional. That is how that verse in Dhyanashloka is said. Mukam vachalam karoti means the impossible is made possible. The dumb person becomes eloquent means, in fact, the inert matter becomes, it is inert matter, is involved in all functions. Isn't it? The insentient becomes sentient and involves all functions. Functional, become functional. It's all because of grace of Bhagavan. So may Bhagavan's grace be with all of us, whose grace makes the impossible possible. So the attainment of knowledge is not impossible possible. Even for the possible to make it possible also, we need Bhagavan's grace. So seeking Bhagavan's grace, let us enter into this Bhashyam study today. So we were seeing Bhagavad Gita also, like the Veda Shastram, presents these twofold disciplines, Pravrutti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, Nivrutti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. These two disciplines, the discipline in terms of involvement in performing actions, and for accomplishing Arthakama Dharmas, the discipline in terms of pursuit of Jnanam, it's called Jnana Yogaha, for the attainment of Jnanam, which is the ultimate goal. The two disciplines have been prescribed, and there is no choice between these two disciplines. So to talk about two disciplines, we have to think of two lifestyles also. One is living a life of a householder. So most of the 99.9% society, all the people should go through all these four ashramas. From Brahmacharya ashrama, one must enter into the Karma Yoga, Grihastha ashrama. And Grihastha ashrama itself is for following this discipline of Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga is the way of life, the discipline to be followed by all Grihasthas. And Jnana Yoga is a discipline meant for the people of Sannyasa Ashrama. That doesn't mean people of Grihastha Ashrama should not pursue Jnanam. What it means is one must go through Sannyasa mentally in order to be eligible, in order to be able to understand the teaching. So between these two lifestyles, Shastram prescribes two lifestyles. Grihastha Ashrama, life of Sannyasa, householder, life of a Sannyasi. But between these two lifestyles, there is a choice. One can choose to be a Karma Yoga, one can choose to be a householder or Brahmacharya Ashrama. All of us, all human beings have to go to this stage of Brahmacharya. After Brahmacharya, there is a choice. Mostly all of us should, all human beings should go through the next stage of life called Grihastha Ashrama. But rarely some people, because of the Purva Punyam, because of the maturity one has earned in the previous Janmas, because of the karma, one have finished that, such a person can skip the Grihastha Ashrama life and is eligible to skip the Vanaprastha. He can go to, he can take life of sannyasa, which is called Naishthika Brahmacharyam. Naishthika Brahmacharyam is skipping the ashramas in between and going to the last ashram. Such a person must be mature enough, must be already adequately prepared mentally. He must have that mental disposition required for study of the Shastra. Such a person can commit himself totally to the pursuit of Jnanam. So, between these two lifestyles, there's a choice. One can choose to become a Grihastha or can choose to become a sannyasi, depending upon the maturity. Without being mature, one should not make a wrong choice. It's not possible also. But between the life disciplines, there's no choice. Every human being must go through the two disciplines. There's no choice. Sequentially, those disciplines have to be followed. One has to go through the discipline of Pravritti Lakshana Dharma Karma Yoga in order to prepare one's mind for Jnana. One has to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga for the attainment of Jnana. Attainment of Jnanam itself is attainment of moksha, discovery of moksha, and which is the culmination of the living life of human being. Therefore, two disciplines are prescribed in the Veda Shastram. The same disciplines are here also. So, in the introduction we have seen yesterday, let us see the first verse again. नारायणपरोव्यक्तादण्डमव्यक्तसम्भवम् अण्डस्यान्तस्ति मे लोकाः सप्तद्वीपा च मेदिनी सः भगवान् सृष्ट्वा इदं जगत् तस्य च स्थितिं चिकीर्षुः मरीच्यादीन् अग्रे सृष्ट्वा प्रजापतीन् मरीच्यादीन् प्रजापतीन् अग्रे सृष्ट्वा Pravruttilakshanam dharmam grahayamasa vedoktam. So, Vedaha is the most important pramanam for us. How a human being should live one's life? What am I living this life for? To know that. And what sort of life I should follow? How I should live my life? To know everything. Whom can we go and ask? Vedaha is the only pramanam for us. That's why Vedoktam. So the lifestyle we follow must be the lifestyle prescribed by the Shastram, prescribed in the Shastram. Vedoktaha Dharmaha. So, Bhagavan himself taught the way of life enjoined by the Shastram to those Marichyadis, people, all those Prajapatis. Prajapatis are those first created, the lords of beings. He taught him, so he created the Prajapatis, he taught them. So Bhagavan himself becomes the first guru, Adi Guru. Narayana Adi Guru. Here Padmabhuvaha, Padmabhuhu, Brahma. He himself taught all these Prajapatis, Marichi, etc., all Prajapatis. Then he himself taught the same Veda Shastram, prescribes another discipline, Nivrittilakshana Dharma. And that Nivrittilakshana Dharma, in terms of Jnana Yoga, that discipline must be taught only to those who deserve the teaching, are already mentally adequately prepared, so for which he also created these four sons of Brahma, four rishis, Sanakaha, Sanandana, Sanat Kumara, Sanatanaha, he taught them Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. So there are people, now there were students who have understood all the discipline, both the disciplines. We have a Guru Parampara is ready. They have a Guru and the thing, now teachers are ready here. So we have two sampradayas. One is Brahmana Sampradaya, the Brahmana Parampara and Kshatriya Parampara. So the lineage of teachers of Kshatriyas, they are teachers of Brahmanas also. So it means the knowledge was made available for all people of all, you know, all Varnas. Nobody can say we did not get the teaching. So we saw that yesterday. That is where I stopped yesterday. Okay. So Vedoktam Dharmam Grahayamasa. I mean, Bhagavan made them understand the discipline prescribed in the Veda Shastram. I mean, he taught them. Tataha Anyanicha Sanaka Sanandanadin Utpadya. Having produced the Rishi such as Sanakaha, Sanandanaha, etc., Nivritti Lakshanam Dharmam, Jnana Vairagya Lakshanam Grahayamasa. Bhagavan also, Grahayamasa means Bhagavan taught. Bhagavan made them grasp. Bhagavan taught Nivritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha, the discipline in terms of withdrawing oneself from the activities, thereby focusing on it totally on the pursuit of jnana. That's the idea. See, withdrawing oneself from actions means you have something else to hold on to. Okay, who is allowed, who is eligible to free oneself from performing actions? Only the person whose focus is on jnana. It's like a monkey is jumping. Monkey leaves one branch, immediately holds on to other branch. You must have something to hold on to. Only the mind can hold on to the shastram. The mind can be occupied, entertained, engaged only in study of the shastram. Then one can withdraw oneself from where? Activities. Otherwise, pishachaha, mind must be kept occupied, engaged. Right from childhood, so many things are given for them. Do this. First painting, then drawing, then go for jumping. Go and play this. Whole day you have to plan, organize the whole day for children to keep them entertained, engaged, occupied. You know, nothing is there to do. They don't know what to do. They feel bored. Something has to be involved. Mind needs to be, that is the nature of the mind. You'll go mad otherwise. Being awkward is very important. So that is why in those days, I told many times, I think I told you before, Pishachaha means what? Jobless man is Pishacha. Don't go in such a Pishach. Okay. Who is Pishachaha? The mind which is not occupied in anything is Pishachaha. So it gets so restless. It will eat you up. So Bhagavan, eat you up means what? So Bhagavan told, what's the job I should do? Go and count the sand on the beach, okay, in the seashore. Counting the sand, manal, now counting the sand is an endless job. So give some important job, so occupied, it cannot, you will not come and eat you up. Like that's very important to entertain, engage one's mind. So Shastram says, engage yourself in doing your duties. And how you do your duties? So Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha means the discipline of involving oneself in appropriate, right actions with the right attitude, proper attitude, in conformity with Dharma becomes a duty, isn't it? Pravritti Lakshanaha Dharmaha. And those who are adequately pure and steady, for them, karma is no more, it's not interesting for them anymore, because they're not interested. Then something else. నివృత్తి లక్షణ ధర్మ. దెన్ శ్రవణం, మననం, నిధ్యాసనం. ద మైండ్ ఈస్ టోటలీ ఆక్యుపైడ్, ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ లిసనింగ్ టు ద అన్ఫోల్డ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం. దెన్ రిపీట్ అండ్ డ్వెల్లింగ్ అపాన్ ద టీచింగ్, ఇన్ సీయింగ్ ద డౌట్స్, రిసాల్వింగ్ ది డౌట్స్. And once the clear understanding is there, always dwelling upon the teaching, what has been clearly understood. This is how nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. They are also being given to the pursuit of the jnanam, called jnana yogaha. So which we saw yesterday, all this. For which also who are eligible? So Sanaka Sanandanaha, Sanatana Sanatkumaraha, these sages were eligible to be given to the pursuit of jnanam. For them, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Two disciplines Bhagavan taught in keeping with the need of the people. So Marichyadis were taught karma yogaha, nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. For sages, he taught nivritti lakshanaha dharmaha. Stating all the people have to go through choicelessly these two disciplines. For what? What is the purpose? Pravritti lakshana dharmaha is for antakarna shuddhi, antakarna naishchalyam. It's for mental preparation in terms of mental purification, mental steadiness. The nivritti lakshana dharmaha, the discipline of jnana yoga, is for attainment of jnanam. Jnanam is for mokshaha. What is moksha for? The question is not raised. That's the culmination, isn't it? Jivanasya lakshyameva moksha praptihi. Okay. This much you have seen already. Now, excellent. Jagataha sthiti karanam. Jagataha sthiti karanam. This is the, okay, purpose of even sustaining this universe. What is this universe for? What is the creation of this universe for? Okay, they bring the universe into manifestation, sustaining this universe. And this itself is mainly for the people to exhaust the punya papams, and for them to learn, grow through the exhaustion of punya papams. One has to learn, going to grow. And one has to pursue jnanam, one has to attain jnanam when living in this world. So one has to attain moksha. So jagataha sthiti karanam itself is what now? Helping the beings to accomplish the ultimate goal. Next sentence we have to read today. Today's class I'm coming to you now. ప్రాణినాం సాక్షాత్ అభ్యుదయ నిశ్రేయస హేతు యః సః ధర్మః. బ్రాహ్మణాద్యై వర్ణిభిః ఆశ్రమిభిః చ శ్రేయోర్థిభిః అనుష్ఠీయమానః దీర్ఘేన కాలేన. దీర్ఘేన కాలేన, దీర్ఘేన కాలేన, ఫర్ వెరీ వెరీ లాంగ్ టైమ్, మీన్స్ వాట్? From time immemorial, this dharma has been being followed. Anushthiyamanaha asti. Dharma means this eternal, beginningless, endless, okay? This eternal way of life. So, Vaidikaha dharmaha, Sanatanaha dharmaha. Okay? The way of life enjoined by the Shastram is Vaidikaha dharmaha. Vaidikaha dharmaha is what? Sanatanaha dharmaha. Eternal way of life. Why? Because this way of life is non-improvably well-designed way of life and suitable, relevant for people of all times, of all places, of all cultures also. If they understood the purpose. That is why universal. Sanatana dharmaha eternal. So, this dharma has, this way of life has been anushtiyamanaha, being followed by whom? Shreyortibihi. See, shreyaha arthyate yaihi. Te Shreyorthinaha. This morning we saw Palarthinaha. Remember the word Palarthinaha I said in the Bhasham class, in the Upanishad Bhasham class. Like Palarthinaha, like Shreyorthinaha. Like Mokshaarthi, Artharthi, Kamarthi, Dharmarthi, Mokshaarthi, like Shreyorthi. Arthi means aspirant, one who aspires for, one who is aspiring for, is Arthi. Dharmarthi, one who is aspiring for living a life of Dharma, accumulating Punyam. Dharmarthi means Punyangli Shekharika Varumbhagravan. The one who is aspiring for accumulating Punyam is Punya Dharmarthi, Punyarthi. And one who is desirous of enjoying pleasures is Kamarthi. One who is aspiring for accumulating wealth is Artharthi. Artharthi. One who is aspiring for Bhagavad Sakshatkara is Ishwararthi. One who is aspiring for Moksha is Mokshaarthi. And Mokshaarthi should be Shreyorthi. One who is aspiring for absolute good in terms of Moksha is Shreyorthi. Shreyasaha Arthi, aspirant of Shreyas. Shreyasaha Arthi, Shreyas Arthi, compound word. Then Sandhi, Shreyorthi, aspirant of Mokshaha. The desirer of Mokshaha, seeker of Moksha is Shreyorthi. The Shreyorthi. Shreyorthinaha, plural. Shreyorthibhi, by those people who are aspiring for the absolute good in terms of moksha. And who are those people? He says, Brahmanaha. See, Brahmanaha. Brahmanadehi means what? All people of Brahmanadehi, Varanna, Varannibhi. See, Varani means the person of a given varnaha is varni. So Brahmana varni, Kshatriya varni, Sudra varni, Vaishya varni means people of all classes. I tell you, please don't mistake it for superiority. No class is superior. People of no class superior, no class is inferior. People who are inclined for different types of activities. Okay. So Brahmana varni, mean what? People of Brahmana Varna, people of Kshatriya Varna, people of Vaishya Varna, people of Sudra Varna. So people of all classes, people of all classes, such as Brahmana, etc., by all of them, and people of all ashramas. There's no restriction here, okay? The people of Brahma, people who are still in the first stage of Brahmachari Ashrama, or Vrista Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, Sanyasa Ashrama. So, Sarvehi Ashrama Bihi. By people of all ashramas, mean people of all stages in life, people of all varnas, by all of them, who are aspiring for moksha. By them, Anushtiyamanaha Dharmaha. This is the way of life which is being followed, which should be followed by all people who are aspiring for moksha, irrespective of whichever ashrama they are in, whichever varna they belong to. Okay? Just because a person is born a Brahmana Kulam doesn't mean he doesn't need jnana. Whoever has, even Chandala Vastu. Even if Chandala, if he has the jnanam, he must be bowed to, say, Shankaracharya in Manisha Panchakam. So, jnanam is the ultimate goal of a human being. Whichever varna he belongs to, whichever ashrama he is in. So, this way of life must be followed choicelessly, sequentially, by all people of all varnas of all ashramas. All those who are aspiring for moksha. That's why moksha is a choiceless end, we say. There's no choice. Moksha, happiness, is a choiceless goal. Choiceless end. Because uniformly, people of all places, all times, all cultures, aspire for moksha, happiness. Who does not want happiness? There's a choice. Now, people have choice in things, different things, in food, clothing, place of living, study, everything. There's a choice here. You want to be happy or unhappy, people will choose to be happy only. That's why happiness is a moksha, implying happiness is a choiceless goal, choiceless end. And all those who are aspiring for, who have purusharth nischaya, who are aspiring for moksha by all of them, and who, people of all varnas, all ashramas, by them, anushtiyamanaha dharmaha, the way of life which is being followed. Is what? Yaha dharmaha. Okay, saha dharmaha, sakshat, abhyudaya nishreyasa hetuhu praninam. For all the living beings, for all the human beings, sakshat abhyudaya nishreyasa hetuhu. This way of life is the only means of accomplishing time-bound ends, material ends, arthakama dharmas, meant by the term abhyudayaha. And nishreyasaha means mokshaha. You want to accomplish all four purusharthas. Artha, kama, dharma, mokshaha. These are the only four pursuits. There's no fifth pursuit for a human being. Whatever a human being wants to accomplish, there are only four pursuits. Artha, kama, dharmaha. Artha, kama, dharmaha. Okay. Artha, kama, dharmaha. Artha, kama, dharma, mokshaha. Artha, kama, dharmaha. Three ends are time-bound material ends. Subject to change. Whereas timeless everlasting end is moksha. The moksha is the parapurusharthaha. So these three must be pursued for living this life. Moksha, life itself is needed for accomplishing the moksha. There's no choice here. And for accomplishing any end, time-bound ends required for living this life, or to accomplish timeless end moksha also, the only pramanam for us is what? Veda Shastram. And he said, so the hetu, the means of, means for all living beings, abhyudaya nishreyasa hetu, this is the dharma, this is the way of life which we followed for accomplishing time-bound ends meant by the word abhyudayaha, a timeless end, moksha is meant by the word nishreyas. See, abhyudaya is equal to prayas. Nishayas is equal to shreyas. Prayas, shreyas. Reduce the four goals into two words. Prayas, shreyas. Prayas stands for all artha kama dharmas stand, come under the category of prayas. Moksha comes under the category of shreyas. Prayas and shreyas alone here is, are said to be abhyudaya, nishreyas. This is the way of life to be followed. There's no other way of life. This is the way of life. So this way of life means completely way of life governed by dharma. Once you're following the way of life governed by dharma, you are very careful in fulfilling your desires, in expressing your emotions, so that you are very, very intelligently you are managing your thoughts. Thereby, you are constantly, you are progressing mentally, you're preparing yourself. You're becoming emotionally, gradually mature. This is the only way of life. That's why it is said, Sakshat abhyudaya nishreyasa hetuhu yaha saha dharmaha. That way of life, which is the only means of accomplishing all four purusharthas in terms of abhyudaya and nishreyas, which is being followed by people of all classes, all ashramas, and people who are aspiring for moksha. Is it clear? Clear? Okay. Praninam sakshat abhyudaya nishreyasa hetuhu. यः धर्मः सः धर्मः ब्राह्मणाद्यैः वर्ण्यभिः आश्रमिभिः च श्रेयोर्थिभिः अनुष्ठीयमानः. So what Bhagavan says, being born a human being in this world, it's very important to know the goal and to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. No choice here. Puja used to say, there's no shortcut method. You cannot get fast food. You can order for fast food. You can't ask for fast jnana. Okay? You have to give enough time for emotional maturity. Without emotional maturity, it is not possible to attain, discover moksha. Okay, discovery of moksha is discovery of your own swarupam, discovery of the very truth, Bhagavan. Discovery of Bhagavan is discovery of moksha. Okay? And to have Bhagavad Sakshatkara, to have vision of the truth, mind must be ready. And you can't cook to your mind overnight. It takes time, for which you have to strictly follow this way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Then you can tap Bhagavan's grace. In order to win the Bhagavan's heart, to tap Bhagavan's grace, no choice. Follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Following the way of life enjoined by the Shastra means consciously, thoughtfully, prudently, intelligently living one's life in conformity with Dharma, living a Dharma-governed life. The proper attitude. So that is what is anushthiyamanaha, which is being followed, because jnanam is the only means of discovering freedom, which is your ultimate goal. Unless and until you accomplish the ultimate goal in terms of the attainment of jnanam, your search will be endless. The desperateness cannot be avoided. Miseries cannot be avoided. So, what choice you have other than following the Vedic way of life? That is the idea. And again, Pujya Swamiji, I have to remind you here. See, keeping one's goal in life, the commitment to the pursuit of moksha, when a person lives with the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, you are choicelessly following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, living a life of dharma, because you're prayerful, you're worshipful, you're tapping Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a life of dharma also, means actually you are living your life in harmony with the order, the universal law and order. You are not disturbing the order. And Swamiji used to emphasize this. See, all prosperity, anything is possible. Bhagavan's, you will be blessed with everything that you need in life, especially the peace of mind, peaceful life. If you want, you see that your behavior in no way disturbs the universal harmony. To live one's life without disturbing the universal harmony means living one's life in tune with the order, for which you don't need to do anything special. You don't need to stand upside down. Okay, Shirasasana is not required. You just live your life consciously in conformity with Dharma. Okay, this is much is the information you need to remember here. Okay. Now, anushtatrunam kamodbhavat. Anushtatrunam kamodbhavat. Hiyamana viveka vijnana hetukena adharmena. Abhibhoyamane dharme. Prabardhamane cha adharme. Jagataha sthitim paripipalayishuhu. Saha adikarta Narayanakhyaha Vishnuhu Bhaumasya Brahmanaha Brahmanatvasya Rakshanartham Devakyam Vasudevamsh Vasudeva वसुदेवाद अंशेन कृष्णः किल संबभूव. नौ हियर भगवान बिकेम अ जगद्गुरुः. हाउ भगवान वॉज बॉर्न एज कृष्ण, ही लिव्ड देयर एंड अवतार हैड इट्स ओन पर्पस. फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड कंटिन्यूअसली सो मेनी डीमन्स आर बीइंग डिस्ट्रॉयड वन आफ्टर द अदर. So destroying the demons was not the main purpose of Avatara. Krishna Avataraha is said to be Purna Avataraha. I have to tell you this in this context. Krishna Avataraha is the Purna Avataraha. The most important of all avataras is the two avataras, Rama Avatara and Krishna Avatara. So to help people live dharma, to be a role model for people, Bhagavan was born as Rama, as a human being. And Bhagavan was born as a Krishna to play the role of a guru. Bhagavan himself played a role of a guru only in Krishna Avatara. That's it, Purna Avatara. And then he was born as Rama to live a life of dharma, to be a role model for others to follow dharma. So dharma rakshanartham Ramaha, jnana danartham Krishna. Two Purna Avataras, Rama and Krishna, of all avatars. So Bhagavan was born, Krishna was born as Krishna, as son of Vasudeva and Devaki. That's what is said here. Okay. Sri Krishna Sambhava, Bhagavan Krishna was born, came into existence, manifested himself. How what? Devakyam Vasudevad Amshena. Okay, as a part incarnation, Bhagavan came into existence as son of Vasudeva and Devaki. For what? What is the purpose? Rakshanartham. See, Krishna Avataraha itself was for the protection, Rakshanartham. For protection of what? Brahmanatvasya, Bhaumasya Brahmanaha, Brahmanatvasya Rakshanartham, Devakyam Vasudevat Krishnaha Sambhabhuva. Bhagavan was born as Krishna mainly for the purpose of protecting. Protection of Brahmanatvam and Bhaumasya Brahmanaha. The protection of what? This Vaidika Dharma. Vaidika Dharma. So for reviving the Vaidika Dharma, because the Vedic way of life should not become extinct. If there's no dharmi, there are no people to follow the dharma, dharma will become extinct. Dharma should not become extinct means dharmis must be there. Dharmis means who follow dharma must be there. For dharmis to be there, dharma must be taught. So for the Vedic way of life should not become extinct. So it must be protected. For reviving the Vaidika Dharma, okay, to protect it from becoming extinct, Bhagavan again manifested himself as Krishna, Asanna Vasudeva and Devaki, and played the role of a guru. By becoming a guru for Arjuna, Arjuna was a nimittam, instrumental, that we all got Gita Upadesha. Teaching of Bhagavad Gita, we all had from Arjuna was a nimitta. Bhagavan did not teach Bhagavad Gita only for Arjuna. Arjuna was only instrumental. He wanted to give teaching to the world. Okay? The Bhagavan was a purpose. Okay? Rakshanartham Krishna Sambhava. Okay? Why? Why Bhaumasya ब्रह्मणः ब्राह्मणत्वस्य रक्षणार्थम्. वै ऐ कम् बेक् टु दिस् वर्स् अगेन् सेण्टेन्स्. हू वास् बार्न् फर् द प्रोटेक्षन् आफ् फर् द प्रोटेक्षन् आफ् वैदिकधर्म. महाविष्णु नारायणाख्यः सः आदिकर्ता नारायणाख्यः विष्णुः देवक्यां वसुदेवात् अंशेन कृष्णः सम्बभूव. भगवान् कृष्ण भगवान् साक्षात् नारायणाख्यः. भगवान् महाविष्णु हु इस् नोन् एस् नारायणः हु इस् सेट् टु बी द अल्टिमेट् गोल् आफ् अ ह्यूमन् मैण्ड्. नारायणः मीन्स् दि अल्टिमेट् गोल् आफ् अ ह्यूमन् मैण्ड्. नारायणः मीन्स् वाट्? नार इस् अयनम्. नारम् मीन्स् एनिथिङ्ग् पर्टनिङ्ग् टु नर इस् नारम्. Mind is naram. The whole jagat is naram. Happiness is naram. Where Narada is called Naradaha, the bestower of happiness. Naram dadahati iti Naradaha. Yeah, bestower of happiness. Naram means jagat. Narasya Ishwaraha. Okay, we can say. Now, Narasya idam. Anything pertaining to Nara is naram. So mind also is naram. Jagat is also naram. Happiness is, everything is naram. Everything is Bhagavan, isn't it? Therefore, Narasidam Naram. Narasya Ayanam Narayanam. Bhagavan, who is there as the ultimate goal to be accomplished in terms of knowledge by the human mind, for a human mind is Narayanaha. So, Mahavishnu alone is Narayana, is known as Narayanaha. That Narayana is the Adikarta, the first and the foremost maker of everything. That Bhagavan, he was born as Krishna. Why? Because he was a paripipalayishu. See, paripalayati. Paripalayati means protects. Palayati, paripalayati. Pari is a prefix. And paripipalayati. Paripipalayishati. Desirative verb, okay? Pari, paripalayati protects. Paripipalayishati means desirous of protecting. Verb that is, okay? Paripipalayishuhu means one as the one who is desirous of protecting, reviving this Vaidika Dharma. Bhagavan was desirous of reviving, the protecting the Vaidika Dharma through its revival, isn't it? Bhagavan was paripipalayishu. Bhagavan was desirous of protecting. Therefore, Adikarta Narayanakya Mahavishnu, this Mahavishnu, who is known as Narayanaha, the maker of, first, the foremost maker of everything, being desirous of protecting the Vaidika Dharma, himself was born as Krishna, son of Vasudeva and Devaki. So, in this sentence, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada mentioned the avatara rahasyam, the purpose of avatara. Purpose of avatara is not only simply destroying the demons. Other avataras, we might have destroyed the demons. But the Krishna avatara is the most, that's why Krishna for us is very important. Why? Because Krishna is the avatara, where Rama and Krishna are two avataras, very important avataras, because where Bhagavan played as a guru, role of a guru, teacher. He gave this vision of the Shastra. So the whole Vedic teaching was brought in the form of Bhagavad Gita. See, it's called Pura Pitika, okay? It's called preparation. What is Bhagavad Gita? You don't understand how Bhagavad Gita came into the picture. This introduction. Avatarika Bhashya means what? Adishan Bhagavad Pada, when he introduces Bhagavad Gita, he says, don't take Bhagavad Gita for granted. Bhagavad Gita is Sakshat Vaidika Dharma. Veda Shastram alone is the most Bhagavad Gita. Why? Krishna, Bhagavan himself came as a teacher. He was born a son of Vasudevan Devaki in order to play the role of a teacher to give the Vedic wisdom to the people. Because Bhagavan was desirous of protecting this Vaidika Dharma, so Bhaumasya Brahmanaha Brahmanatvasya Rakshanartham Adikarta Vishnu Narayanakyaha Saha Vai Paripipalayishuhu. He was desirous of protecting what? Jagataha Sthitim. Bhagavan, who was desirous of protecting the existence of the universe and also Paripalayitam Rakshanartham. Bhagavan, the purpose of avatar is mentioned. Okay, so Bhagavan came into existence, he taught for purpose of teaching. This means how important the teaching is. When did Bhagavan desire to protect? That is said here. Pravardhamane cha adharme. When there was rise of adharma. Adharme pravardhamane. See, adharmaha pravardhamanaha asti. Means what? Adharma is rising. Adharma keeps on rising. Adharma keeps on increasing. Adharme pravardhamane. When adharma was rising. So when does adharma rise? Dharme abhibhuyamane. When dharma was declining. Abhibhuyamane means when dharma was being defeated. When dharma was being defeated, dharma was being shaded, covered. When dharma was being destroyed, abhibhoyamane dharme, adharme abhivardhamane. Two things simultaneously happened. Decline of dharma, rise of adharma. So, this reference for what? Let the shloka which he's going to say in fourth chapter. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamyaham. I create myself, I manifest myself into this world. Whenever dharma declines, adharma rises. The same thing Bhagavan says, the Shankaracharya says here, adharmena dharme abhibhuyamane. When dharma is being overpowered by adharma, when the dharma declines, when adharma is rising, jagataha sthitim paripalayishu, in order to protect the world, or people of world also, paripipalayishu, Bhagavan, as the one who was desirous of protecting, that Adikarta Narayanakya Vishnu Bhaumasya Brahmanaha Brahmanatvasya Rakshanartham Devakyam Vasudevat Amshena Krishnaha Kila Sambabhuva. The purpose of avatara is revealed in this sentence. Okay. Adharmena Dharmaha Abhibhavati. The adharmena dharmaha abhibhoyamanaha bhavati. Dharma becomes being defeated, covered, overpowered by adharma. Then there's rising of adharma. Why? Why adharma becomes defeated? Why dharma becomes defeated? Why dharma becomes overpowered by adharma? Why? What is the reason? Hiyamana viveka vijnana hetukena. Due to the reason of decline of the discriminative knowledge. The dharma adharma vivekam completely becomes overpowered. Hiyamana viveka vijnana hetukena. Adharmena The adharma, which is caused by the declining of the discriminative knowledge of right and wrong. Discriminative knowledge. Okay, when does delusion come? Because of the delusion. Mohena, that's the meaning. Why there's moha? I'm going to see one by one, okay? This is called the reason. Why there's moha? Why there's lack of discriminative knowledge? Why viveka vijnanam kimartam hiyamanam bhavati? Why there's decline? Because kama udbhavat. Because of the rising of desires. Because the rise of desires. Kamodbhavat. See, kamaha udbhavanti. So many desires arise. Uncontrollably desires are rising. We have no say over our thoughts. We have no say over our emotions. Not have any say over our desires. Naturally, so many desires are rising. Okay. Anushtatrinam. For all those people who are following this way of life also for them. Kamodbhavat. Because of the rise of desires, uncontrollable desires, when a person does not use his will, free will, make use of the free will, make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, then naturally it is not possible to manage one's desires. Okay? The unmanaged desires, because of not, if a person does not use his willpower, the capacity to choose to do a given action, one must make the best use of one's willpower. One must make use of the best use of one's knowledge of right and wrong also. Buddhi has to be utilized. A karma yogi is always makes use of his buddhi, knowledge of right and wrong. A karmi is the one who does not make use of knowledge of right and wrong. So it's very natural. So when a person does not make the best use of his willpower and knowledge of right and wrong, naturally one cannot manage one's desires. The unmanaged desires alone, because of the unmanaged, unmanageable desires, viveka vijnanam becomes hiyamanam bhavati. One's discriminative understanding becomes completely, overpowered. Because of this reason, there's adharma. One goes against dharma. Because of adharma, dharma becomes overpowered. Dharma becomes overpowered, there'll be rise of adharma. When the rise of adharma becomes what now? There'll be the universal harmony, the universal law and order becomes disturbed. Whenever the order becomes disturbed, to bring the disorder back to order, Bhagavan comes into the being. Bhagavan becomes manifested. Avatarah kada bhavati kimartam bhavati. Okay? That when does Bhagavan come into being? Adharme abhibhuyam, dharme abhibhuyamane, adharmena dharmaha yada abhuyamanaha bhavati, yada adharmaha pravaddhamanaha bhavati, tada jagataha sthitim Bhagavan paripipalayishati. Then Bhagavan himself comes into manifestation. This is how Bhagavan Krishna was born. Is the purpose. See, having desires is not wrong. We need not feel guilty about having desires. In fact, having desires, being capable of desiring, is a blessing in disguise. It's a privilege. Desire becomes a privilege. The capacity to desire is a privilege. You can desire for moksha, desire for jnana, so you think possible. But desire must be understood. What is this phenomenon called desire? Why does it rise? What makes it come into the being? Shastra, ajnanam, mula karanam. Isn't it? This is how desire comes. So those diseases must be handled very carefully. Probably one must make use of one's willpower. One must make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. So in order to make use of one's buddhi, knowledge of right and wrong, to make use of one's willpower, always to manage one's desires, one must know the purpose of preparing one's mind. To know the purpose of preparing one's mind, one must know the value of jnanam. To know the value of jnanam, one must know the value of moksha. To know the value of moksha, one must know the whole purushartha. One must know the whole, how I can manage my desires. The question comes, how I can manage my desires? I'm not the creator of desires, but how I can manage my emotions? This is the way of life. Dharma anushtanam eva. Living a life of dharma is the only way of managing your desires. Isn't it? Therefore, Bhagavan want to teach the whole Shastra teaching is important. So living a life karma yoga, is the dharma governed life. The only way of managing our thoughts, desires. That's the main purpose. Hiyamana aviveka vijnana hetukena adharmena anushtatronam. The people who are already following this way of life, for them also, kamodbhavat. So there's all the desires are rising because of that. The viveka vijnanam is discriminative knowledge, discerning capacity becomes hiyamanam. Viveka vijnanam hiyamanam bhavati. Kama udbhavat, because of too many desires, unmanageably desires rise, then one's discriminative discerning capacity, discriminative power, the discriminative knowledge of what is right, what is wrong, that knowledge becomes clouded. Hiyamanam. When the knowledge is clouded, the discriminative discerning capacity becomes over the clouded, then naturally there is adharma. One goes against dharma. And because of adharmena, dharma adbhuyamana bhavati. Dharma becomes overpowered. Then adharma again become rising. That is when Bhagavan Jagataha sthitim paripipalayishuhu Bhagavan. Bhagavan is desirous of maintaining, sustaining the creation by sustaining the universal natural moral order. That Bhagavan himself as Adikarta, as Brahma, also the foremost of the creators. Bhagavan, who is known as Narayana, came into being. For what? Again, Bhaumasya Brahmanaha Brahmanatvasya Rakshanartham. So, one of the meanings of the word Brahma is Veda Shastram. See, Nakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Brahman Shabdaha. One meaning is the reality, limitless reality, Brahma. Another meaning is Veda Shastram, which serves as a means of knowledge of the limitless reality, is also Brahma. Okay, Brahma means Vedam also. So Brahmanaha Bhauma, Bhaumanaha Brahmanaha, Bhaumasya Brahmanaha, होमस्य ब्रह्मणः प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ धर्म ब्रह्म वेदशास्त्र ऑल्सो ब्राह्मणत्व ब्राह्मणत्व ब्राह्मण्यम मिनिसे दि धर्म पर्टेनिंग टू ब्राह्मणस इज ब्राह्मणत्व सो ब्राह्मणत्वस्य भौमस्य ब्रह्मणः रक्षणार्थं भगवान केम इन्टू द बीइंग Bauma means exalted. Vedashasam is exalted. For the protection of the exalted Vedashastram, thereby the way of life enjoyed by the Vedashastram, and also the dharma pertaining to Brahmanas, for protecting all that, Bhagavan manifested himself as Krishna. So the purpose of Avatara first he means, he says, okay, now why should Bhagavan protect Dharma? Bhagavan came to this world as Krishna for protecting the Vaidika Dharma. That's the main lesson now. Okay, next sentence is, so let us, before going, Anushtatrunam kamodbhavat hiyamana viveka vijnana hetukena adharmena अधर्मेण अभिभूयमाने धर्मे प्रवर्धमाने च अधर्मे जगतः स्थितिं परिपिपालयिषुः सः आदिकर्ता नारायणाख्यः विष्णुः भौमस्य ब्रह्मणः ब्राह्मणत्वस्य रक्षणार्थं देवक्यां वसुदेवां वसुदेवाद् अंशेन कृष्णः किल सम्बभूव ओके ब्राह्मणत्वस्य हि रक्षणे रक्षितः स्यात् वैदिकः धर्मः सी ब्राह्मणत्वस्य रक्षणे रक्षितः स्यात् वैदिकः धर्मः वैदिकः धर्मः दि वेदिक वे ऑफ लाइफ बिकम्स प्रोटेक्टेड व्हेन दि ब्राह्मणत्वम इज प्रोटेक्टेड व्हाट डस इट मीन Brahmanatvam means the dharma pertaining to Brahmana is a Brahma. Vaidika dharma, isn't it? Vaidika dharma. So dharmi must be protected, but dharma to be protected. The dharmi, the one who follows the Vedic way of life is a Brahmanaha. One who has attained jnanam is Brahmana. Jnani is Brahmanaha. Jnanat Brahmanaha. One who follows the Vedic way of life, Vaidikaha is also Brahmanaha. Because he is Ahimsa one. He is a person of Ahimsa. He strictly follows all the universal values. So he does not, one who does not disturb the universal, natural, moral law and order, one whose life is in tune with the order, is Ahimsavan Purushaha, such a person of dharma is a brahmanaha and he must survive for dharma to survive. Without dharmi, katam dharmaha ujivati, isn't it? So life of dharma is dependent on the life of a dharmi. Therefore, brahmanatvasya rakshanam is what? Brahmanaha lakshanam. Isn't it? Therefore, all must be protected. He says, Shankaracharya says here, tad adhinatvat varnashrama bhedanam brahmanatvasya hi rakshanena rakshitaha syat vaidikaha dharmaha. Vaidika dharma, the Vedic life becomes protected only through the protection of the brahmanatvam. Means all the dharmas of Brahmana. What is that? What is the Brahmanasya dharmaha? Veda Shastram becomes protected, preserved only if people study Veda. Veda Adhyayanam. One must study Veda Shastram. Only by studying Veda Shastram, you can preserve the Veda. Preserving Veda is protecting Veda. సో వేద అధ్యయనం అండ్ వేద మీమాంస హరీతి వేద మంత్రాస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అండర్స్టాండ్ ది అనలైజ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ మంత్రాస్ మీన్స్ ఆల్సో దిస్ దీస్ టు డిసిప్లిన్స్ అలోన్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది బ్రాహ్మణాస్ డ్యూటీస్ ఇట్ మే బి ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ బ్రాహ్మణత్వస్య రక్షణేన ధర్మ రక్షిత స్యాత్ There's no way of protecting the Vedic way of life without protecting the duties of a Brahmana in terms of preserving the Vedashastram. Why? Because tad adhinatvat varnashrama bhedanam. See, for people of all varnas need to be taught. For which, okay, the teacher must be taught. The teacher was preserved. See, all dharmas are, people of all varnas are dependent on the teacher who teaches. And that for the teacher to teach, he must learn it. He must preserve it. So, the protection of the entire society is dependent on preserving the Vedic way of life. Therefore, Bhagavan was born in this world as Krishna. Okay, next one, next sentence. Sahacha Bhagavan Jnana Aishwarya Jnaneshwarya Shakti Balavirya Tejobihi Sada Sampannaha. Saha Bhagavan Jnaneshwarya Shakti Balavirya Tejobihi Sada Sampannaha. One sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning of the word Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Kaha Bhagavan. Sahacha Bhagavan and that Bhagavan. Kaha? Sada Sampannaha. Bhagavan who is always endowed with. With what? Jnanam, all knowledge. Aishwaryam. Over lordship, shaktihi, all power, omnipotency, balam, strength, viryam, strength, tejas. Bhagavan, see, jnana, aishwarya, shakti, bala, virya, tejobhi, hada, sampanna. Bhagavan is always endowed with all knowledge, all strength, all fame, therefore omnipotency, jnana, aishwarya, shakti, bala, virya, tejobhi, sada sampanna bhagavan. Bhagavan is always endowed with omnipotency, all brilliance, all knowledge, all strength, all fame, all overlordship. Such bhagavan, త్రిగుణాత్మికాం వైష్ణవీం స్వాం మాయాం మూల ప్రకృతిం వశీకృత్య. సో వశీకృత్య, హ్యావింగ్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ హిజ్ ఓన్, మేకింగ్ యూస్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ పవర్. మూల ప్రకృతి, మూలా ప్రకృతి, మూల ప్రకృతి. హూ, వాట్ ఇస్ మూలా ప్రకృతి? The primordial matter, they say. What is this matter? Swam Mayam, his own power. His own, Bhagavan's own knowing power is the first matter. Okay, material cause, using his own matter, which is this power, it's endowed with three gunas also. Trigunatmikam. So, making use of his own power called Maya, which is the original matter, which is all pervasive matter, Vaishnavi Shakti, and which is Trigunatmika. Trigunatmika means what? This power alone, when manifested, is differentiated as three powers. One knowing power, when manifested, becomes three, differentiated as three powers. As what? Jnana Shakti, Icchha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. Isn't it? the capacity to know, capacity to desire, capacity to act. These two, three powers. Isn't it? Even the power of inertia, the power of knowledge, the knowing, the power of activity. Desire comes here itself. The three, one power becomes differentiated as three powers. The power of inertia, Dravya Shakti, the power of activity, Kriya Shakti, power of knowledge, knowing, Jnana Shakti. One power which is differentiated as three powers in manifestation is said to be three gunas. Three powers manifested are given known as three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha, three gunas are nothing but three names given to the three manifested differentiated powers. Then unmanifested Maya. Manifested powers are what? Power of inertia, power of activity, power of knowledge. Are three names. So Trigunatmika Vaishnavi Swamaya Mula Prakriti. Bhagavan using his own Maya Shakti, his own knowing power. Bhagavan, what does Bhagavan do? Bhagavan, who's endowed with all these powers, Jnana Aishwarya Shakti Bala Virya Tejobhi Sada Sampannaha Bhagavan Trigunatmikam Vaishnavim Swam Maya Mula Prakritim Vashikritya. Okay, making use of his own power. Ajaha Avyayaha Bhutanam Ishwaraha Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavopi San. Bhagavan, who is ever of the nature of birthlessness. Ajaha, Bhagavan is ever unborn, Pirapatravan. Ajaha, Avyayaha, Bhagavan, who is ever of the nature of changelessness, unchanging, changeless. Bhutanam Ishwaraha, Bhagavan is the only Lord of all the beings. That Bhagavan, Nitya Swabhavaha, Bhagavan is ever of the nature of timelessness. Shuddha Swabhavaha, Bhagavan is ever of nature of absolute purity. Bhagavan is free from all impurities. Bhagavan has no the Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. All impurities Bhagavan does not have. Why? All those impurities are Bhagavan. Bhagavan doesn't have them. So Bhagavan is ever of nature of purity. Shuddha Swabhavaha, the Buddha Swabhavaha, Bhagavan is ever of nature of knowing. Mukta Swabhavaha, Bhagavan is ever of the nature of freedom. Bhagavan is Ajaha, Bhagavan is Avyaha, Bhagavan is Bhutanam Ishwaraha, Bhagavan Nityaha, Bhagavan Shuddhaha, Bhagavan Buddhaha, Bhagavan Muktaha, because Bhagavan is of that nature. Nitya Bhutshuddha Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swabhavaha. Api San, in spite of being of as the one who is of this nature, still that Bhagavan was born. Unborn Bhagavan, who is birthless, was born. How is it possible? Swamayaya, because of his own power of Maya, Dehavan Iva Jataha. Bhagavan was born as though the one having the body, as the one having body. Dehavan Iva. Bhagavan is not Dehavan at all. Bhagavan is never embodied. Okay, Ashariri only. Bhagavan is formless. Bhagavan is bodiless. That absolutely formless Bhagavan is born as though the one having a body, as though the one having the form. Dehavan iva jataha. அஜக பகவான் தேகவான் இவ ஜாத்தக. அன்பான் பகவான் born as though having the body. How is it possible? Swamayaya. Because of this inexplicable anirvachaniya power, shakti called maya. Not ordinary Bhagavan, avyayaha, bhutanam ishwaraha, nitya shuddha buddha mukta subhavaha, sannapi, ஸ்வபாவஹ அபி சன் ஸ்வமாயா தேகவானிவ ஜாதஹ. தேகவானிவ ஜாதஹ இவ ச as though பகவான் வாஸ் born, as though பகவான் வாஸ் பகவான் வாஸ் வித் த பாடி. ஃபார் வாட்? லோக அனுகிரகம் குர்வன் இவ, லோகானுகிரகம் குர்வன் இவ, as the one, as though he was blessing the world, as though he was conferring his grace upon the world. Loka anugraham, loka anugraham kurvanneva, as though he was conferring his grace upon the world. Lakshyate, why loka anugraham kurvanneva, as though Bhagavan is doing conferring his grace upon the world, means what? Bhagavan does not do any action. Bhagavan is ever of the nature of actionlessness. But now, lokanugraham karoti means what? Bhagavan does the act of job of conferring grace upon the world. See, doing the anugraha is not an action on the part of Bhagavan. That's why Eva. Okay? Bhagavan, who is essentially ever of the nature of actionlessness, but still now, as though Bhagavan is doing the job of conferring grace upon the world, anugrahate sheyhindravar pola, pirandavar pola, udambai udayavar pola, as though he was born, as though he was endowed with the body, as though he was doing the job of conferring grace upon the world, unborn Bhagavan came into this world as Krishna. How? So mayaya dehavan niva, as though he was endowed with the body, jataha iva, as though he was born, as Krishna, as Rama, Bhagavan came many times. Lokanaram kurvanniva. Okay. As though Bhagavan was involved in so many acts, playing flute, grazing cows, stealing butter, going after, no, dancing with the gopis. Bhagavan was as though doing so many activities. The kurvanniva, and as though he was conferring grace upon the world, as though he was blessing the world. Was Bhagavan involved in any activity? No. Bhagavan was absolutely, Bhagavan is of the nature of actionlessness. But as though he was doing everything, Bhagavan unborn, birthless, Bhagavan who is ever of the nature of birthlessness, was as though born for what? Vaidika dharma se rakshanartham, only for preserving the dharma. Brahmanatvasya bhaumasya brahmanaha rakshanartham krishnaha jataha. Bhagavan was born. And who is this Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with sixfold virtues in equal measure. We know. So, in the sentence, Bhagavan's Shakti is glorified. Kidrushi Shakti, Bhagavan's Shakti. Trigunatmika Shakti, Vaishnavi Shakti, Swa Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Maya, which is Mola Prakriti. And Bhagavan, this is the glory of Kirtrashi Shakti. Bhagavan is endowed with such a power, such potency. That is why Bhagavan is said to be omnipotent, because he is endowed with omnipotency. Shaktiman Ishwaraha. So, and making use of this Maya alone, Vashikritya, Bhagavan brings his universe into manifestation. The Mula Prakriti. Mula means just using only his own power, he creates this universe. That's why this power is said to be material cause. I tell you one thing. The matter is called Prakriti. Know why? Prakriti means material. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakriti. That by which something is uniquely made is prakriti. The clay, the person kulalaha, the pot maker, takes the clay, ball of clay. He does something. He makes something useful, pot. So that by which something is made uniquely is prakriti. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakriti. That by which something is made is prakriti. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakriti. So for a clay, for a pot maker, clay is the prakriti. For a carpenter, wood is the prakriti. Material cause, material. Tailor, you give the material. He stitches and gives you shirt and pant, blouse and everything. So material, one requires material to produce something. And Bhagavan has his own material, Mula Prakriti, original, that is the Mula Prakriti, primordial matter we say. And that is Bhagavan's own. He doesn't need to borrow from others. Swiyam, Swam Mayam Prakritim, his own potency. It is inexplicable. If you really, what is Maya is, if you really go and see, it will disappear. That's why Maya, okay, is Bhagavan's prakriti. And using it alone, Bhagavan creates this universe. That Bhagavan, what Bhagavan is actually of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness, and which has no birth. This is Bhagavan, Hajar. Bhagavan is, you know, Ajaha. And ever of nature of unchanging, changelessness. Ajas, Ajaha, Avyayaha, and Nitya Subhavaha, Mukta Subhavaha. Buddha Subhavaha, in spite of being the one who is of such nature, as though he was born, as though he was centered with the body, as though the one who was involved in many activities, as though the one who was involved in the act of conferring grace upon the world, Bhagavan was born here. And Bhagavan, only Lord of all the beings. We understand Bhagavan is glorious because Bhagavan is endowed with the glorious power. Very important. Bhagavan himself brought himself into manifestation, assuming the body like as Krishna, not like others. See, there's a difference between avatara and the birth. The birth of any creature being is determined by one's karma. The prarabdha karma one has on his account is the cause for the birth. But Bhagavan's body is not created out of his, because of this karma. Bhagavan has no karma. It is maikam shariram. It is not elemental body. But it is maikam shariram. Maikam shariram means the body which is born through Maya. Anyway, this is something we will explain again next class. Okay, next class we'll talk about this Maya separately. It'll become much clearer. What the idea is, the purpose of avatar is very clear. Bhagavan came as Krishna and he lived his life throughout. He was showing his vibhutis, and finally, important time came. He became very close to the Pancha Pandavas, and he specifically he chose Arjuna. Arjuna was the close to the Pancha Pandavas, and he happened to ask Bhagavan. Bhagavan had to teach Bhagavad Gita. Understand, he had to wait for all the Pancha Pandavas to be born and to become their contemporary, to be their playmate, becoming close to Krishna and Arjuna. Okay? And being there in the battlefield as his charioteer. And finally, Bhagavan ended up teaching Bhagavad Gita. Why? Arjuna asked him, Shadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. So, look at this, how Shankaracharya begins the Upodghata Bhashyam. Such Bhagavan is going to teach later on. First of all, Bhagavan, the teacher, was born. Bhagavan himself was born as a teacher. To play the role of a teacher, he was born as Krishna, as though he was entered with the body. That's the idea. Okay? So I'm going to stop now. We will continue next class. Anyway, this is the first week of the class, so I didn't plan much the timings. So we will see that how you understand every word of the Bhashyam, every sentence, everything must be clearly understood. The part of speech, everything must be clearly understood to really get the heart of Shankara. Today, I just read out. I said a few things today, and hereafter we'll take care of it. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.